2017, it feels like, has been an absolute banner year for conservatives of all stripes, and they seem to be flooding out of the woodwork, and certainly the LGBTI community has been a big target for many of conservative groups and conservative politicians. And as usual, they're not going to take that lying down. In fact, this Sunday, we'll see a series of rallies all around Australia called the March Against Trump and Turnbull. The one in Sydney is taking place at Town Hall. Find a bit more about it. We're being joined by Community Action Against Homophobia, April Holcomb. April, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
I'm good. Thank you. Now, look, I've got to say, when we talk about conservative politics and right-wing politics, it really feels like the election of Donald Trump has just emboldened a lot of people to come out of the woodwork.
Absolutely. I mean, the most obvious individual in Australia is Pauline Hanson. You know, and people like Le Pen in France. So there's clearly a move to the right in terms of racism and nationalism. But I think that's usually accompanied, as it is in this case, by also a rise in bigotry around LGBTI people and women as well.
Now, what about locally? What do you think the political stance is?
Well, actually, you know, despite his image, Turnbull is actually behind Trump in terms of LGBTI issues in Australia. We don't even have marriage equality, and this Prime Minister refuses to move for such a bill in Parliament, despite the overwhelming majority of people supporting that. Not to mention the attacks on safe schools. The program is basically gutted in a bunch of states and a number of schools. Yeah, clearly this government has nothing positive in store for LGBTI people.
No, it doesn't feel like it, does it? So tell me about the march. What's kind of the message? What are we talking about? What are we sending out to people with it?
Yeah, well, I guess at the start of this year, the day after the inauguration, we saw the women's marches in Washington, D.C. and around the world, and these ended up being the biggest day of protest in American history, which is outstanding. And the march here in Sydney for the women's march then was very impressive as well. And I guess we want to continue that solidarity across borders. People in America do not like their president, and neither does anyone else around the world. So firstly, we want to show solidarity with people resisting the right in America. But I guess, the message is we've got plenty of our own issues and reforms to fight for here, most particularly marriage equality and safe schools. So yeah, I guess we have these rallies regularly. We want to inject it with a bit of a global kind of sentiment this time.
Well, we're Sydney, Melbourne, Canberra, Brisbane, Perth, and I think Adelaide on June 10 rather than June 11. But they're also being backed up by rallies overseas as well.
Totally. Yeah, so in America, it's going to have one in Washington, the Pride March, which they have every year. And also in San Francisco and Los Angeles, the Pride March there has adopted a overtly anti-Trump theme. And I think there's a sense that with someone like Donald Trump in the White House and the way that American politics, you know, affects everyone in the world, there's a sense of people thinking at the bigger picture, how do we understand and take on the right-wing kind of politics which is going on everywhere.
Now, looking at the Facebook page for the march, I just noticed that you guys are getting a lot of support from high schools, universities, a lot of different groups. It seems like there's plenty of people on board.
Oh, totally. Marriage equality is the most no-brainer issue possible in Australian politics. Like, we've been campaigning for it for 13 years, but really, most people are just astonished we still don't have it, which just shows how stubborn and backward our politicians are. Young people in particular who often don't actually want to get married, but it's the point about legal discrimination in our society to, you know, abolish that. And it's about coming together and saying you're proud of who you are and you're going to resist oppression. So they're really popular with young people, and I think they have a real effect in terms of changing attitudes at a social level for young people in school and university and so on.
And imagine when you hear comments like Margaret Court's ridiculous comments from last week, you know, and it's got to bolster a lot of support from people who would also hear that and think, what on earth is she on about?
Yeah, exactly. It's the kind of cry of the dying light in a way. the religious right has very much lost this debate. It's partly why so much has moved on to safe schools. They think this is an easier target But yeah, basically, you see every now and then someone like this who comes up, and the fact they look so pathetic and funny almost is a good sign of how far we've come thanks to people standing up for their rights. Very much hope they change the name of the arena. That would very much tell a lesson to any other homophobes out there with their name attached to something to keep their mouth shut.
I think it would indeed. April, thank you so much for your time this morning and best of luck for Sunday.
Thanks very much. See you later.
Thank you. April Holcomb there from the Community Action Against Homophobia. Sydney Pride March against Trump and Turnbull is on this Sunday at the 11th of June, kicking off outside Town Hall at 1:30 p.m.